Reinecke Chiropractic has been a part of many health toolboxes for 30 years. He provides all kinds of services right here. You're not far when I have to go to the grocery store.
No, we're right across from the Hy-Vee on South Minnesota there, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. We want to talk about a lot of things, but there is a headline in the paper this morning. We're doing a lot of talk about Pier over the next two or three days, particularly with what's going on there. And there was a little headline about chiropractors and hospitals. My guess is there's a lot of independent chiropractors out there that say, we're not interested.
Well, and it is a very controversial issue amongst our chiropractic association. I just got back from Pier last night, and we decided that we like the concept of a corporation being able to hire a chiropractor. Certainly Morrell's would have better productivity if they had a chiropractor on staff rather than just a nurse. But we're a little worried that we need to know more about the bill. We aren't going to support this bill in its current form. We think that it may close more doors to chiropractic patients seeking their chiropractor than it would open doors for patients looking to get chiropractic care. So,
why independent chiropractors if you're a patient? What's the value of 30 years experience with Reinecke?
Chiropractor, well, for one thing, to get to be a chiropractor, you got to kind of be a maverick anyway.
You think so?
Johnny, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be something that people don't believe in. I want to be a chiropractor.
Or a tooth fairy.
Yes, exactly. So we start out being independent-minded anyway. And there is such a broad, chiropractic is an art, too. That's why no two chiropractors are the same, you could say. But we just need to make sure that if a chiropractor is, right now in the state of South Dakota, only a chiropractor can hire a chiropractor. No one else can. If I got hit by a bus getting into the car this morning, my wife wouldn't be able to take over the practice and hire a chiropractor. She would have to sell it to a chiropractor. And so that makes it a little interesting, but it's just a complicated beast. And I guess if you go back to say, well, who wants this?
I can guess.
And so that gets to be the fear may turn to trepidation when you think about that. And we just resolved the other day that to keep everyone happy and hopefully our patients protected, that we're going to wait and maybe we can revisit this next year when we know we have a language in the bill that protects the patients and the chiropractors and provides opportunity for a chiropractor that would want to work for a corporation or a hospital.
We talk about the teachers that are in Pier. We talk about those that are representing the outdoor in Pier. Were there a number of chiropractors that were there?
There was a healthy contingent of chiropractors there, and I do think that the legislators know that chiropractors, from their very doctor-patient relationship, we don't spend just 3 minutes with a patient. We don't have people say, oh, I had to pay $250 for him to shake my hand. No one says that about a chiropractor. So we have a very tight bond with our patients. And because of that, we have a very vibrant grassroots network. It won't be just chiropractors asking for things. It'll be their patients.
All right, let's get into some of the things we were going to talk to. Bursitis, carpal tunnel, tendonitis.
Anything with an itis. Itis is...
That's not a good thing?
That is a Latin root. My mother used to teach Latin, by the way. And
so how much of it do you know?
I can sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat in Latin. That's about it.
Okay. That probably wouldn't help me if yes. I needed an ARP.
No. At any rate, anything... Itis means inflammation. So when you go to the doctor and you say, my shoulder hurts, and he says you have bursitis... All he's done is picked a structure in the shoulder and said it's inflamed. Since you said it hurt, you already knew it was inflamed. You just didn't know that it was your bursa. If you go to the doctor and say, I've got this pain in my wrist. It hurts when I pick up a carton of milk. He'd say, oh, you have tendonitis. Well, you knew that because the tendons in your wrist were hurting. That's what you told the doctor. And so just because they come up with a name doesn't mean that they're going to fix it. At Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic, that's what we do. We help the body to fix those problems. And it's just a matter of finding out, is there a lack of innervation? Do you have a subluxation? Do you have a pinched nerve in your neck that is responsible for that tendonitis originating? Do you have a problem with your elbow or the bones in your wrist that the bones aren't moving properly, and that's what's created the friction? And a simple, we call that extremity adjustments. We don't just adjust the spine. We can adjust any bones that articulate, and if they can get stuck, a chiropractor knows how to get them moving again.
I'm always thinking marketing. I'm over here thinking Reinicke Chiropractic. Could we make it Reinicke Chiropracticitis? And then you got a little X through it, which shows you're going to take care of all the itises.
That would be good.
And you could make it so people could see it, a big sign, as they're coming out of the grocery store over at Hy-Vee.
We've thought of that. We've thought of getting something on the side of our building, but we haven't gotten that far. So.
Well, we'll work on it.
All right, we will work on that. And let me just add, Bill, that our ARP wave neurotherapy works on inflammation with electricity. I think the reason that they call certain pills muscle relaxants is because the doctor says you have back spasms and it makes sense to take muscle relaxants. When you have inflammation, it makes sense to take anti-inflammatories. But chemicals, when we put them in the body, always have side effects. The ARP wave neurotherapy uses electricity to reduce inflammation. So we take the itis out of that tendonitis or that bursitis with gentle electrical ARP therapy.
My guess is that itis is short for it is.
Tell me more, Bill.
I'm thinking it is a problem.
Yes.
If it is buritis, tendonitis, your tendons, it is a problem.
Very good. I like that. And if your tendon is a problem, we can fix it.
And you've been doing it for more than a year or two.
Yes, we have had our ARP now, I think, for 7 or 8 years. And our technicians are experts. They are certified, and they have that expertise or that experience that it might not seem like what it seems. It might be something a little bit different, and they're going to get it figured out.
I would take what's happening in the legislature as a compliment to the chiropractic industry, because there were years ago that they didn't even want to speak of such.
That is correct.
Now they're wanting to say, well, gee, they could be a part of our family, our big wide toolkit that goes around the world.
Yes, well, and that's it. We don't want to get gobbled up. We want to be on a level playing field and be partners in the healthcare team of whoever wants this bill to pass.
But it sounds like the chiropractors across the state, how many are there that are licensed?
400, real close to it.
400 in South Dakota?
Yes.
And if you took a vote of those, you probably would come up with a consensus that most would not want it.
It was actually, we did take a poll, and it was almost 50-50 right down the middle.
Really?
35% were in favor of the bill. As it stood, 35 were against, and about 20% would be in favor if the bill was amended. And that's what made us decide that it's premature to get behind a bill that we didn't write, that we just saw 10 days ago. And we need to protect our doctors, we need to protect our patients, and we don't want to rush into this. It isn't anything that I couldn't take a year to get figured out.
All right, we've told them it's near Hy-Vee, but we haven't given them a website. We haven't given them phone.
Nothing yet. Well, they know I'm Dr. Max.
Well, yeah,
they
I know
that.
But they got to get the last name.
For those of you that are hearing me for the first time, it's Max Reinicke. It's Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic, and the office is just north of the Hy-Vee that's on South Minnesota. So you're on Minnesota, you turn east on 37th Street, and there we are, past the fire station, past the Lutheran School. There's Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic.
Most asked question in the last 7 days.
When was the last time you saw Bill Zortman? And I had to say, I don't know, but I talk with him regularly. He's a busy man.
We are, and last week I was in Watertown. You were in the studio making sure that Norm was busy.
Yes, and last week after I was on the air on Wednesday, Thursday, we drove up to Fargo, and we saw AC/DC in concert at the Fargo Dome, me and my lovely wife, Kathy. It was a fantastic show, and the Fargo Dome is a third bigger than our event center. But let me tell you, they do not have the access that our event center and the arena has. There was a line of cars a mile and a half long.
Wow.
That I stayed in the left lane wondering how long would I be passing cars and when would I be screwed being in the wrong lane, but it worked out just fine. I dove in and made the right turn as necessary. And
you speak Dakotan then. You can figure it out.
Yes. I didn't even have to make a U-turn.
Dr. Max Reinicke, we appreciate the visit. We'll talk again soon.
Love talking with you.